Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2164 with the release date of Friday, April 19th, 2019, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Radio responds as crisis hits a marathon. A pioneering ham in space becomes a silent key. And are you ready for Marconi Day? All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline number 2164 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We open this week's newscast with two reports that remind us that ham radio saves lives, and that sometimes ham radio operators, even without their radios, help save lives. We hear first from Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
As close to 1,400 runners stepped off on April 6th for the Springfield, Illinois Half Marathon, local hams assembled as a support team for the event. Little did anyone know at the start of the race that in less than 2 hours, seven runners would suffer a range of medical issues. With the first reports of two stricken runners on the route's north end, Rich Marks, KB9TZS, and Ryan Jewell, KC9MHG, both EMTs, were sent to assist along with Kevin Kesselring, KC9IGM, an off-duty police chief. Nick Skaggs, N9BIG, also arrived to provide aid. Both runners were sent to the hospital. Jess Hunter, W9ABS, the Event Communications and Operations Team Coordinator, told Newsline in an email that, in all, seven runners were taken to the hospital. Three had been stricken near the finish line. Craig Held, WX9CAH, an EMT, provided support in all three cases, while HS medical and ambulance crews aided the two others, one of whom suffered cardiac arrest. The MedTent medical staff and MedTent radio operator, Sonny Dahlquist, KB9LXQ, a registered nurse, handled a number of other cases in that busy time period. The event's medical director, Kerry Snyder, later phoned Jess to tell him, quote, "Your folks helped save some lives today." Jess told Newsline that planning and professionalism made all the difference for the team. Quote, "It is commonly said that amateur radio operators are not the first responders, but the first responders can be hams, and because of that, several people are alive today." End quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
In Hawaii, meanwhile, one amateur radio operator was in the right place at the right time, his own home, when disaster struck. Here's Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, with those details.
An amateur radio operator who was once a volunteer forest firefighter is being credited with quick thinking after a neighbour's house in Waipahu erupted in flames earlier this month. Zeph McNaughton, N7WAP, told local media the smell of smoke awakened him in the early morning hours of April 11th, and he ran to the house, pounding on the door to get the occupants to evacuate. By the time 35 firefighters arrived at the two-alarm blaze, Zeph had already begun hosing down the burning house as well as nearby homes. He remained on the scene until firefighting teams arrived. The Honolulu Fire Department said 15 people were displaced and were assisted by the American Red Cross. No major injuries were reported. The fire was extinguished by 3:15 a.m. The Honolulu Fire Department captain told the Star Advertiser newspaper that the building did not have any working smoke alarms. Zeph, an extra class licensee, was treated by emergency medical services for smoke inhalation but refused further treatment, according to the Star Advertiser. The report said his home was one of two that sustained smoke damage. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
The astronaut who helped usher in the era of ham radio in space has become a silent key. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has that report.
Owen K. Garriott, W5LFL, made the world's first amateur radio contacts from space during his time aboard Space Lab 1. During a Space Shuttle Columbia mission in 1983, the voice of the astronaut, an electrical engineer, went out from his handheld radio as hams listened on 2 meters to the call sign W5LFL. It was a joy he later referred to as a, quote, pleasant pastime. His contacts eventually grew to include U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater, K7UGA, and King Hussein of Jordan, JY1. He also operated from space on CW. His commitment to ham radio in space gave rise to CEREX, the Shuttle Amateur Radio Experiment, which morphed later into ARIS, His son, Richard Garriott, W5KWQ, became a private space tourist in 2008 and also carried a radio into space. Owen died Monday on the 15th of April at his Huntsville, Alabama home. The Oklahoma native was 88. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman in 5PRE.
Saturday, the 27th of April, is all about the Marconi Connection. Hams around the world will be calling QRZ from sites in Wales, Canada, Australia, and other locations where radio pioneer Guglielmo Marconi lived, worked, or operated. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, has that story.
One of the many operations honoring Marconi on the 27th of April is the result of a partnership between the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club and the Long Island CW Club, both in New York. Hams will be on the air at a small marina in the village of Babylon, Long Island, not far from where a Marconi shack once stood as one of the first wireless stations in the United States. This was a training school in 1901, and it remained in the Long Island waterfront community until its relocation further east to the Long Island community of Rocky Point in 1930. According to Howard Bernstein, WB2UZE, who belongs to both clubs, the shack had a 200-foot antenna and could contact ships as far away as 200 miles. Hams are hoping for an even better reach on Marconi Day. Be listening between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. for two call signs. W2LCW will be operating CW, and W2GSB will be operating SSB and digital. The CW station will drop its power to 5 watts for QRP operation every hour for a 15-minute period. Both stations will be spotting on the clusters. For a full list of stations, visit gx4crc.com and click on the tab for IMD Stations 2019. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
You may not have heard K2BSA on the air lately, but these radio scouts have been busy, as Bill Stearns, NE4RD, tells us.
This week in radio scouting, we're well into two countdowns for Jamboree on the Air and World Scout Jamboree. While activations have been quiet on the calendars, we've been busy talking to many radio scouters looking forward to this year's Jamboree on the Air, which is only 6 months away. April is the month that you recruit scouts for your summer field day plans and solidify your plans for October with the Troop Crew Pack District or Council. You can also prepare to help activate a scout's summer camp. Jamboree on the Air, the largest international scouting event, has been held the third full weekend of October since 1957. World Scout Jamboree has passed the 100-day mark, and we're all getting really excited to activate the Summit Bechtel Reserve as NA1WJ. The team is getting to know each other better through team training and conference calls, and we're happy that most of our initial plans are still in the works. We did have to move our ARDF component over to the orienteering section of the summit, but so far we're still going to have the demonstration station, balloon launches, and a contact with the International Space Station at Summit Center. If you want to help from your shack, join our mailing list over on groups.io. Just search up NA1WJ. For more information on this and radio scouting, please visit our website at k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
If you know a bright young U.S. or Canadian radio amateur who gives of himself or herself to the hobby and the community, you probably know a strong candidate for Amateur Radio Newsline's Young Ham of the Year Award. The honor is named in memory of Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. We are currently accepting nominations, but the deadline of May 31st is fast approaching. Information about candidate eligibility is available on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. You can download a nomination form there to return to us. The award will be presented on August 18th at the Huntsville Hamfest in Huntsville, Alabama. See you then. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K2ADA repeater in Ocala, Florida, on Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. local time. Are you going to Dayton Hamvention? Once again, text to your mobile can help make it easier to navigate, as we hear from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Before you know it, the weekend of Hamvention, May 17th through the 19th, will be underway at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. To help you prepare for the action, which of course includes traffic, the Greene County Sheriff, Gene Fisher, KX8GCS, has arranged for text alerts to once again be sent to people's mobile phones. If you signed up for last year's alerts, you are already registered. If you're new to the alert system, just text HAMVENTION19 to 888-777. Travel, traffic, parking, and other information will be sent your way. Organizers say this texting system complements the talk-in station on the Dayton Amateur Radio Association's 2-meter repeater. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
There's more Hamvention news, too. General Chairman Jack Gerbs, WB8SCT, has announced that Hamvention is opening its doors free to the public on May 19th, the Sunday, which is the 3-day event's lightest traffic day. Visitors needn't be hams to check things out. Meanwhile, the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio, is again opening for expanded hours during Hamvention weekend. Hamvention attendees will be able to visit, and the WCVOA shack will be open for licensed hams to get on the air. A special tour will also be given to the historic WLW transmitter site nearby, featuring the Crosley 500 kilowatt WLW transmitter. Reservations are required. To sign up, visit voamuseum.org. May is also a busy month down under as hams in Australia gather 1 week after Hamvention. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has that story.
There's a lot going on in Sydney Saturday 25 of May as the Wireless Institute of Australia's 2019 annual general meeting gets underway. This year, the event coincides with the centenary celebrations of the Waverley Amateur Radio Society, Australia's oldest continuously licensed amateur radio club. Early registration will bring great rewards, if you're lucky. If you register by midnight Saturday, the 11th of May, you'll be entered into a draw for an FDP, DMR and analog radio that operates on the amateur bands as well as DMR, land mobile and citizens band. The next day, Amateur Radio New South Wales will open its doors and welcome visitors at the Dural Complex, where a barbecue lunch will be served. Tours will be given, and the word in some circles is that Amateur Radio New South Wales' new tower will be up and running in time for that weekend. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4 Baker Baker.
An international fox hunt is coming this summer, but no bushy-tailed creatures will be harmed. It's radio transmitters that these fox hunters will be seeking, and Newsline's Joe Mel, K0OV, has the details.
They range in age from the teens to the 70s, and they're coming from all over to compete in the most physical of all ham radio sports. I'm talking about on-foot hidden transmitter hunters, also called fox tailers and radio orienteers. Their sport is amateur radio direction finding, or ARDF. It's all done on foot in a big outdoor space. Thanks to a set of international rules, it's pretty much the same all over the world, so we can have international competitions. Your mission is to try to find up to 5 hidden ham radio transmitters without assistance while on the run, or trotting, or just walking. You'll carry a map and compass so you don't get lost. Mix in with the USA's best radio orienteers at the 19th National ARDF Championships in Raleigh, North Carolina this summer. It starts on July 28th with 4 days of optional intense training followed by 4 days of competition. Learn from the experts, then see how you do for yourself out on the courses. You don't have to be a marathoner, but it helps to be in good shape. There are 13 separate categories with medals for the best 3 in each, so you'll only be competing against people of your own age and gender. Registration for the championships is now open, so start making plans. You can read all the details and get a link to registration on the web at www.homingin.com. That's homing in as one word, homingin.com. I hope to see you at the championships. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Joe Mel, K0 Oscar Victor.
In India, as the general election gets underway, some voters can expect to see amateur radio along with ballots.
In India, voters in West Bengal are expected to go to the polls in May to cast their ballots for 4 seats in the Lok Sabha, the lower house in parliament. For their voices to be heard, however, ham radio is going to be needed. The West Bengal Radio Club has received permission from the Election Commission and the Ministry of Communications to transmit information from the polling stations to authorities over the course of various election days. India's 7-phase election is taking place throughout the country during a 6-week period, but the 31 areas in West Bengal are using amateur radio because they lack mobile network coverage. the secretary of the radio club, Ambaresh Nagbizwas, VU2JFA, received official word recently that the club's proposal to assist voting had been accepted. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci, 4NJH.
In the world of DXB listening for Anders, SM0HPL operating once again from Uganda as 5X7W until April 27. Activity will be limited to his spare time, and he will be on 20 to 10 meters and possibly 30 meters. Listen for him using CW, JT65, and FT8. QSL direct to SM0HPL or via club log or LOTW. Mateo IZ4YGS is operating from Ghana's western region as 9G5GS until the 7th of May. He will be on the air in his spare time and can be found on 20 through 160 meters. QSL to IZ4YGS, direct or via EQSL. Operators Bruce 87MM, along with his XYL Marilyn, KI7DLK, and Doug W6HB are operating from Rarotonga in the South Cook Islands as E51BAS, E51MAS, and E51DLD, respectively. They are on the air from the 21st to the 28th of April. There may be some operations from the stations of Jim E51JD and Bob E51BQ. Activity will be holiday style on various HF bands and modes. QSL via their home call signs or LOTW. Listen for Juan EA8RM on the air from the Canary Islands as EF8R during the CQWW WPX CW contest from May 25th and 26th as a single op all band entry. QSL via LOTW or EB7DX. When you hear people calling CQ, is it okay to just sit back and listen? It is if you are in the audience of one particular performance in Denmark. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP.
It's a pileup unlike any you may ever encounter. The voices of YLs from around the world calling CQ, 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 sending out their call signs against the backdrop of steady, even Morse code. This is one element of the production staged by performance artist Helle Fuglsang and composer Nelly Pansulia in Copenhagen in March. Newsline reported on this special event, which marked the International Women's Day, with a celebration that blended art, radio and voice in a music that crossed international borders. If you weren't there in the audience at the Royal Dutch Academy of Music that day, you can now be part of the audience anyway. Nelly has uploaded the 7-minute production and encourages YLs and OMs alike to hear the programme known as On Off. You'll find a link to this friendly musical pile-up in the printed script on our website at arnewsline.org. Sit back and enjoy. You may hear the voices of your sisters, your mother, your friends, maybe even your daughters or yourself. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
With thanks to Alan Labs, Alan Tabor, N9MAF, Amateur News Weekly, Amateur Radio News South Wales, AMSAT, the ARRL, BCQ Magazine, the Deacon Herald, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Jess Hunter, W9ABS, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Sri Lanka, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Space.com, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019, all rights reserved.